like this, you had a big fire on that day like this, you just couldn't have them. You just have a few chunks of fire and that's all you need.
That's warm. How did you hold the, what did you call the things, the iron things that you'd hold the wood up?
Well, that's what they call them, andirons. Some people call them dog irons.
Dog irons.
That's the andiron, dog iron.
Fire dogs.
Huh?
Fire dogs. That's what those things are sitting right there.
Fire dogs.
Fire dogs.
What?
That's what we call them. Dog irons. Dog irons. That's a good name for them.
And did you use the ashes from the fire?
Yeah, they use those to make, get lye to make soap. I believe my auntie used to do that. She had big old, what was she called?
Ash hopper.
Huh?
One of the ash hoppers.
Ash hopper.
I had one. My
mother
had one.
Yeah, they put those things and throw these certain, the ashes had to get down to a certain kind, and they'd throw them in there, and as the water went through there some way, they'd form a, kind of
drip lye.
Huh?
It's lye. But yeah. Drip lye, those ashes.
And they would, you'd catch it in a jug or something down there.
No, not a jug, in pans, I guess, because it run out all the way across, kind of.
They had a wooden trough or something down on that. They caught that at the other end. And they'd boil that stuff. And
have plenty of grease.
And have a soap. Did they add something with it?
Yeah, they added the skins off of the meat and
the
bones.
Meat skins?
Meat skins and the bones and put it in there. And that lye would eat it up and cook it down into thick salt where you put it to wash with.
And she knows more about this stuff.
I'm just about as old as he.
You're down her alley now.
The
I'm a country girl. I know all about those things.
The lye would eat up bones.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the chimneys, did you build the chimneys out of brick? Or did you have brick then? Or
rock. Or you rock? Had your chimneys was built out of rock, wasn't they?
Chimneys, most of them made out of brick.
Back your young days is brick?
Yes, sir.
Back my young days where I was, it was all rock, hauled in rock, where they chipped them out of the woods and hauled
yeah,
the rock.
Lot, yeah, more, back in what we back on the other side, where she came from.
I saw them build chimneys.
She's from Redneck.
60-70 years ago, I know they built chimneys out of rock.
Yeah, that's why the rednecks live, wasn't it, Lizzie? Yeah, I forgot the rednecks did have rock.
I bet you your house had rock chimneys to it.
Oh.
When you was a boy, didn't it?
Huh?
Didn't your house when you was a boy have rock chimneys?
No, sir, they were brick.
Well, I never saw any brick
boy,
till I was 15
bridges,
years old.
We had seven stores out there and a drugstore and two doctors. Didn't you know that?
Yeah.
That's a funny thing. This county, at turn of the century, had I don't know how many little towns. See, the roads were inaccessible at certain periods of the year. And, of course, railroad towns were used a large amount of transportation. But ordinarily, there was, of course, Taylor was a small town.